Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Lauren Cielo from Golden Rose Psychic Services.
And I'm Crystal Heineman from Crystal Sunshine Psychic Services.
Welcome to the Metaphysical Q&A podcast.
Where Lauren and I are making metaphysics crystal clear.
And golden delicious.
That's right. So we have a favor to ask our wonderful audience. Of course, that's you. Would you please, however you're receiving our podcast, whether you're on YouTube or iTunes or Google Play or, you know, iHeartRadio or Spotify, would you please subscribe to however you're receiving them? And then also, if you're watching on YouTube, there's a bell. If you could click on that to receive notifications, we tend to drop our podcast, you know, every couple of weeks, every 2 to 3 weeks, and you'll get a notification. And then also please rank, review us, thumbs up, comment, however you like it. We love hearing your feedback. It really keeps us ticking, so we really appreciate it. So if you are new to our podcast here, Metaphysical Q&A, what we are is, of course, we're a video, but we're also an audio podcast. And what we're hoping to do here is completely shift everyone's perspective of really how they're viewing things that are happening here on Earth.
That's right. As clairvoyant healers and teachers, Crystal and I use this platform to help to explain all of our daily human experience in easily understood metaphysical terms.
That's right. And our viewers and listeners submit the questions. That's you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have so many great questions that we're making our way through. So, and if we do answer one of your questions on air, you'll get a free reading from one of us. And so how you would submit a question is visit our webpage at www.metaphysicalqa.com, and you'll find all the buttons there to proceed.
Excellent. Well, let's get on to our questions for this episode.
All right, Lauren. So we have three really great questions from our audience today. Now, the first one comes from Diane B. in Salt Lake City. And Diane asks, what is mediumship and how is it different from other psychic skills such as clairvoyance, for example?
Okay.
All right. Question number two comes from Julie in Chicago. And Julie starts out by saying, I've been recently told that I'm a medium, but I'm 50 years old. If I suppressed my mediumship from childhood, I must have done a really great job. I had no ideas or signs. I'm beginning to try to develop this. Can you offer any tips on how I can develop this? So I love that, a little guidance there. And then question number three comes from Kylene in Illinois. And Kylene says, during a reading, I was told that I have fairy energy around me. I like this. And she asks, are fairies real? And if they are, why would fairies be in my energetic field? So as you can see, Lauren, I believe that there is an underlying theme to these three questions. And how about we call this episode The Metaphysics of Mediumship?
Well, that sounds perfect. I wonder, Crystal, do you know any professional mediums?
Well, you know what? We just happen to know a professional medium, and one that is very near and dear to my heart as well as Lauren's heart and Metaphysical Q&A. My dear friend for over 2 decades, Ed Carlton, and his business is Psychic Medium Ed, and he has a radio show that is like and energy and with Psychic Medium Ed. And he also has a book that's going to be released September 2019 called The Psychic Medium Within. So let's welcome Psychic Medium Ed today. What do you think about that, Lauren?
I think that's an excellent choice. Now, Ed is a certified medium, a psychic, an empath, and an energy healer. He offers two types of readings, an intuitive reading that uses your guides and angels, and also a mediumship reading where you get to communicate with your loved ones that have passed over. Now, Ed also does one-on-one mentoring, group workshops, and events. So please welcome Ed Carlton, special guest and medium.
Hi, Ed. We're so excited to have you on today. Oh, my goodness. It is such an honor. Welcome.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you, guys. I'm really excited about this.
Now, for some of you out there, you may not know that Ed and I actually have a very, very long history. And he and I, he's my longest enduring friend thus far, and we've actually been friends for over 22 years. And of course, neither one of us were into spirituality or healing or any sort of modality like that when we met. We actually met in a flight attendant training school for, back then the airline was called US Air. So we actually met on the East Coast, and then we became roommates. And my fondest memory, so we lived together for years, we would fly together. We had this really great thing with the airlines that we could actually buddy bid, so we could fly together, which was super dangerous, not in safety wise, but in our space before, Eddie and I really get the case of the giggles really bad. So my fondest memories of Ed, of course, are, you know, on our beverage carts, just laughing and telling our passengers funny stories. And we just did tons of shenanigans across the globe. But my best memories, and I think this is a little spirituality breadcrumb, if you will, is that before Ed and I even knew sort of what spirituality was, and mind you, I mean, Ed is from a whole nother part of, you know, the globe than I am. And we lived in Center City, Philly. It was very, very busy. The population of flight attendants was out of control. So you can imagine it was like living in a, you know, college fraternity house or something. And Ed and I would just, we would bail out on all of our friends, and we found a ceiling access, a roof access on top of our apartment building on the 13th floor, if you will. And on Saturday nights, we'd bring blankets and we'd make hot tea and bring candles and incense, and we would hang our heads over the building, and we would just like stare at the stars, stare at people, and just ponder the night away until the early hours of the morning. And I think that's really where I was really starting to discover my spirituality, and long before either one of us became professionals in this space. So it's pretty impressive, and we've been able to grow together and love together. So I'm so excited for our special guest today.
I love that story. I can imagine you guys.
One of my first major effects on that, actually, is my psychic abilities coming out, is everyone orders in the morning coffee, and they don't tell you how they take it, cream or sugar. And you naturally start picking up, they want sugar, they want cream. And it's just, it's something that you just realize and don't even realize you're doing it, but you instinctively know what they want, cream, sugar.
That's so great. Excellent. Well, Ed, before we get to the questions posed by our audience, I wonder if you can tell us, how did you get into mediumship?
Well, it's actually a unique story. I'm an empath, and most people know what an empath is, but an empath is somebody who really understands and feels other people's energy, absorbs the emotions of things. And so in my middle 20s, I started to get actually physically sick with my back pain and everything. And it's because I was holding other people's energy in my body and not realizing it. And so it was building up, and it actually caused physical pain. Now, what this really did was, you know, I got to a point where Western medicine wasn't helping me, and I went to an acupuncturist, and she was intuitive, and she told me what an empath was. And of course it resonated. So I went to a spiritual university, Delphi. This is where I got this certification. And they told me that the energy that I'm holding, or the energy that I'm feeling, the emotions that I was, my roller coaster of emotions, was actually not mine. A lot of it wasn't mine, because I was a happy person. And so I had to instinctively understand what emotion or what energy was coming in. And I realized, like, I could be in a room and my mood would just fluctuate, just subtly, because spirit is very subtle, and realize that it was somebody on the other side that was trying to communicate. So I'm an empathic medium. So you really feel the energy. A lot of people are very clairvoyant, and I am clairvoyant. I do see, but I sense more about when I connect with somebody, I sense more about their personality. I can tell you, just like you, let's imagine you and I having coffee. You know, we can sit there and we can get to know each other. And that's what holding that energy of that other person is. I really get to know their personality and how they were in this life. And so it was a long journey, but, you know, and I actually came to terms with it in my 30s. And I'm glad it happened so late, because when I teach, you know, mediumship or psychic development, we need that logical mind. And so we need to understand the what I call the woo-woo, but we also need to understand it, you know, logically. So it helps me explain it in a more logical way. So.
For Ed and I, you know, when we were in aviation and we can have the opportunity to absorb thousands of people's energies, you know, throughout the day. And so I know both of us, that was really tough. So that's a, it's such an incredible story. Thanks so much for sharing. So Ed, are you ready to impart your mediumship expertise and wisdom upon our wonderful viewers?
Right.
Okay, so our first question comes from Diane in Salt Lake City. And Diane wants to know, Ed, what's mediumship and how is it different from other psychic skills?
Well, it's very similar. It is a psychic ability. You know, it's something that you can learn. Everything, if you think of everything as an energy or a frequency, it is just a different a vibration. So the way I like to explain it is as a feeler, you know, when you think of the angelic energy, think of silk, you know, it's very light. And then when you think of your spirit guides, they're more of like linen. And so past loved ones are like cotton. And then we are like wool because we're the heaviest, densest energy. So it's just tapping into a different form of a frequency and being able to raise your vibration to match the medium. And it really is about connecting with loved ones on the other side. When a psychic reading, when I do an intuitive psychic reading, it is connecting with that person's energy that you're reading. This is connecting with the soul on the other side. So it's very similar, just a different frequency.
Excellent. That was really cool. I never heard anything like that.
I got angel bumps with that analogy. That was really good.
You know, it's so interesting when a psychic really tells you what they're doing and like what their experience is. I don't think people realize, you know, that it is such a individual experience. Like from like when I'm teaching my students, they'll say, "Well, you know, this is what I'm experiencing." I'm like, "Yep, that's it. You're doing it, right?" You know, they're just like, "Really? This is it?" I'm like, "Yep, that's it." Excellent. Well, I was peeking at Diane, and I was Diane. I asked your higher self to show me some, give me some information about you and your particular psychic gifts, whether you're a clairvoyant or a medium, and you're actually a channeler. So now we have to kind of say what channeling is. So really, what channeling means is that a being without a body plugs into you somewhere, and we all do it. But you, my friend, could be like a channel, like how, you know, in our industry, somebody that allows a being without a body to step into their space. I see a big guide standing behind you, and you definitely have the ability to allow it to come in and I guess basically share its information is probably, probably the best way to say it. So there probably are formal channeling classes that you can take so that, you know, so that you feel comfortable and it's safe and you know what's going on. So anyway, that's what I got is your channel. So hope that helps. All right, everyone, we're up to question number two. This one comes from Julie in Chicago. Ed, Julie asks, "I have been recently told that I'm a medium, but I'm in my 50s. She says, if I suppressed anything from my childhood, I did a really good job. She says she doesn't remember having any mediumship or psychic experience. And so she's asking, can you give her and others who are just starting out some great tips to get going?
Absolutely. And, you know, Julie, it was the exact same thing with me. You know, I didn't think I was a medium. And so when my abilities came out in my 30s, the middle 30s, I was surprised when I was told that I was a medium because I never saw anybody. I never really had that tapped into that energy. But it is something that we do have. So I can relate to this question very easily because I never thought I was either. But there are cues that we do have. As somebody who is very strong in my clairsentience, my feeling, this is how I do a lot of my mediumship. It's not someone where I will see them. I will feel them. You know, were you scared of the dark? Did you like going into the dark? Did you get, you know, creepy crawlies? Were you easily scared? Or are you jumpy? Those are signs of an empathic medium because you sense that somebody's in the room in your subconscious but not in the conscious mind. So it's actually very common because I had the same thing when I was told. I was like, no, I'm not a medium. I don't see anybody and I don't connect with it. And so it was something that I had to really learn how to manifest my own skills are really the tools that I needed to understand, okay, this is not me. That is not, you know, this is somebody else. So the biggest thing I always say is know thyself, know your own feelings, know your own emotions. You know, when you feel wonderful and then all of a sudden you have a big spike in your energy or your emotions, you have to say, okay, was I thinking of something that really, that changed my mood? Was it, you know, am I alone? Was I thinking of something? Or, you know, was I feeling someone else? And if you're alone, chances are there's somebody trying to get your attention. You know, you feel it and you really have to just take a minute, hone yourself. And I would write. I would literally start writing, just saying everything that I'm feeling or everything and ask myself questions. Okay, who am I communicating with? And, you know, are you a male and are you a female? And you get these senses of what resonates and what doesn't. And so it is practice. But I do talk a little bit about my journey, you know, being a late bloomer in my book that's coming out in September of 2019. And the nice thing about my book is it tells a little bit about my journey, but the next chapter tells how to tap into yours. So, you know, the first chapter is a little bit about my empathic, and then the next chapter is how to tap into your own empathic abilities. And I do that with my psychic development and my mediumship. So the easiest way is probably to do a little bit of research and, you know, even pick up my book in September.
Excellent.
That's excellent. Do you have a title of your book yet?
Yes. Psychic Medium Within.
Psychic Medium Within. I love that. I can't wait to read it. I'm going to be the first one, even though I've read the rough draft.
September 2019.
Yes.
Yeah.
September 2019.
Excellent.
That's great. And of course, I mean, you teach your psychic development and mediumship classes in local, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina area, and hopefully moving into virtual too. So our audience can, you know, tap into to you as their teacher for their mediumship. So hopefully that'll spark Julie by all means. All right. So Julie, so what I was doing, of course, while Ed was giving that really great answer and some really great tips for you, was I was taking a peek at your space. And what I wanted to sort of look into your space about, what was sort of standing in the way of you thinking or you sort of knowing that you are a medium. I know that really that's just, right, Lauren and I talk about all the time that we're made up of two things, right, energy and information. So you would have information in your space that basically wasn't allowing you to really see that this is your innate ability, right? This is part of you. So I wanted to go in with my healing master, Sabu, to actually do some healing work on you to clear out anything that would be in the way of you really living this life of living through with your mediumship skills. And what I saw was there was some information in your first chakra, and it's not yours, it's your mother healing. I'm gonna be honest with you. And that mother healing can be a mother. And you know, so you just have a little bit of some, you know, mother energy in your first chakra. Now, our first chakra, I call it the scaredy cat chakra. It's, you know, we love to hold a lot of our fear in there. We love to hold a lot of our stress, anxiety in there. And what it feels like for you is maybe perhaps you were brought up in some sort of religion or some sort of belief that would sort of be against the idea of you really discovering more of your spirituality, more of who you are as a medium. And it looks like that's blocking you from really seeing that and living into that. So I worked with my spirit guide, Healing Master Sabu, to go ahead and allow you to sort of negotiate with your higher self to release this mother healing that's sort of allowing you to run a little bit of fear in bringing out your mediumship skills. And then when I took a peek at you a little bit further, there's something in your crown chakra. Now that's our seventh chakra, and it's our connection to, you know, higher source, right? Whatever we use, supreme being here, but whatever universal name, you know, whether it's spirit or source, and of course that's also your claircognizance, your clear knowing. And it looked as if you had sort of like a steel cap over your crown chakra, not really allowing you to open up into that connection. And so Sabu actually went in there and started to sort of like pry that like hatch open, so you can really allow that connection to come through. So hopefully, let me ask real quick about how long this is going to take. Now, we're filming this in February 2019. I almost thought it was March. I had to check to see where we're at. And what I'm getting actually is over the next 5 to 7 weeks that you're really going to start releasing it and really starting to open up to more. So hopefully by the time this is released. So I hope that helps you, Julie. And on to our third question. It comes from Kylene in Illinois. Now, Kylene, I'm so excited to read your question, and I'm so excited to get Ed's insight on this and also Lauren's. So Kylene asks, during a reading, I was told that I have fairy energy around me. Are fairies real? And if they are, why are they in my energetic field?
I love this question. So are they real? Perception is reality. So are they real to me? Yes, they are real to me because I see them or I feel them. So yes, they are real. But everything is energy. So I want you to think of fairy energy. When you were a child, if you think of a fairy, what do you think of? You think of magic. You think of crystals. You think of Mother Nature. You think of fun. And that's the energy that fairies have. So, you know, if a fairy is around you, you could be somebody who is very logical, who likes to do things on a regular basis, on a regular routine. And we forget to have fun. We forget to find the magic in things. And so when fairies come around, they're there to remind you to stop and smell the metaphoric rose instead of just looking at it, you know, and it's a little different if you have a fairy guide, spirit guide, because they work so strongly with your own energy. You know, once again, you think of, are you the type of person to have a lot of fun? You like to make people happy and you find the joy and magic in life? That you, chances are you have probably have a fairy guide, because that is that same energy. So think of it as logically, what do you think of when you think of a fairy? And you think of that magic, you think of that childhood, you think of crystals and fun, and that's what a fairy really is that energy.
Excellent. Well, Kayleen, I was peeking at you and your fairy, and it's right now, it's off your right elbow, right behind your right elbow. And when I see things divided left from right, it's a metaphor. When I see things split left to right, the things that are up here on the right are here on the earth plane, and the things that are displayed on the left are on in the real world, the astral plane. So this little fairy is trying to nudge your elbow forward here on earth. And so it's exactly what Ed said. It's like, it's a messenger. It's like, wake up. There's magic everywhere, but pushing. So here on earth, not just, you know, in a faraway world, you know, on the astral plane where everything is, you know, mystical and magical. No, here on earth. So, and her name is Lynn, L-Y-N-N. So, let me see if there's anything else. Hang on. No, it's just wake up. So I would think, let me see if I can see what, how she is, you know, like when you know she's there, I guess. So let's see. You ought to feel it. That's what I thought. You ought to feel it on the right side of your body. So if you're sitting there watching TV and all of a sudden you have some kind of stimulation on the right side of your body, you might want to say hello to Lynn. And then the very next question, or the very next interaction maybe after hello, is where's the magic? That might be my next question for Lynn. And then see, and then see what comes up for you. So I hope that helps. That was a great question. We just had to throw that to Ed because we know he loves his fairies.
I love my fairy energy.
Well,
and you know, the thing about fairies is they hide in plain sight. You know, so they can really, they look like butterflies. They translate into butterflies or dragonflies or even bluebirds. Male fairies love to look like a bluebird. So pay attention to the insects around you and the butterflies, because it could very well be Lynn.
I love it. Excellent. Well, Ed, thanks so much for sharing all of your information about mediumship, including fairies. Now, would you tell us more a little bit more about your websites, your platforms that our listeners can find you at?
Yes. So you can find me at www.psychicmediumed.com. And it has a list of everything that my, it has free information, but it also has all of my information. You can also find me on Facebook, Psychic Medium Ed, and Instagram, psychic.medium.ed. And for those of you who are listening, I put up a new Psychic Medium Ed /MQ&A for Lauren and Crystal's readers, who will get special information. They will get 30% off of readings, and even updates, and especially updates on my book that's coming out in September 2019.
Well, Crystal, do you think we've done it again?
I do believe we've done it yet again, of course, with the help of our wonderful psychic medium, Ed, where we have made metaphysics crystal clear.
And golden delicious.
That's right. So we ask a favor of all of you wonderful listeners, because you all are so supportive of us, and we hear it, of course, in our clients and our students. Would you please subscribe to our YouTube channel if you like to catch our video, or subscribe to our audio podcast, however you're receiving them, whether it's on iTunes or Google Play or iHeartRadio or Spotify. Would you please subscribe? Would you please rank us? And would you please review us? And then also, if you did hear your question here on the podcast today, you can go ahead and visit our website at www.metaphysicalqa.com. And there's a submit for your free reading. And we'd like to offer you that for us answering your question. And also, if you have a question for us, would you please submit a question at www.metaphysicalqa.com. And if you're interested in my personal work, you can visit me at www.crystalsunshinepsychicservices.com.
And check me out on the internet, goldenrosepsychic.com and laurencielo.com. Ed, can you give us your websites again, please?
Yes, absolutely. It's very easy. psychicmediumed.com.
Excellent. That's our episode this time. Until next time. We'll call that a healing.
Please hang up and try again.